Tell me a bit more about the program that covers these houses that you investigated and the cost for raising them. How much money are we talking about, and what's the goal of this program?
Well, it's a hazard mitigation grant program from FEMA. The requested value of the program from the city is $11.8 million. And it's a home elevation grant program that applies to 48 historic houses, originally applied to 55 historic houses.
And it applies to those houses to do what?
To raise them above the base flood elevation level. Raise them and renovate them in such a way that would not destroy the historic character of the houses.
Right. Which houses are we talking about? Which neighborhoods?
Well, we know that most of these houses are in and around Broadmoor. Beyond that, we know very little. The city claims to be hemmed in by Privacy Act restrictions. They can't give us the addresses of the homes or the names of the homeowners. So we can't, you know, we're allowed to know grant amounts, but we can't match them to homes. And thus, it makes it very difficult to determine, you know, how well this money is being spent.
So $11.8 million for several dozen homes sounds like a lot of money. We're talking about several hundred thousand dollars per home at least. But it does take more money to do work on historic homes. Is that right?
That's my understanding, at least. They have to go through an historic architectural review. The federal government has to determine that whatever work is being done does not doesn't destroy the historic nature of the house. And in many cases, they also have to go through an archaeological review. It's not for me to say whether it's worth it. What we do know is that there are a number of houses that are part of this program that have been approved for grants that are beyond sometimes two or three times the value of the home. This was determined in 2010 in a report by the Bureau of Governmental Research, BGR. Even though these homes are subject to Privacy Act restrictions, according to the city, apparently it was okay for them to share them with BGR.
Mm-hmm. So there is a partial list of grants, at least, where we know the grant amounts. And in some cases, those are tied to specific addresses.
Yeah. I talked to one homeowner who's been approved for a $450,000 grant. Her house is only worth $350,000. Now, I say she's been approved. She's not received that money. She's been in this program for a number of years, and she's hasn't done any work to her house, hasn't been able to because she hasn't received any of this grant money.
So in some ways, it sounds like, on paper, this mm-hmm. sounds like a great program. It's federal money set aside to raise historic homes because it costs more to raise and work on historic homes. And yet, maybe the amounts of money and the amount of time it's been taking is outsized to the result that we're going to get from this.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. We'd like to know that ourselves. We wish we could get enough information to make that determination. We would hope to be able to see a full list of these homeowners, full list of addresses. What happened, though, after we published the story, Councilwoman at Large Stacey Head moved this off of the consent agenda, and she and District B Councilwoman LaToya Cantrell are planning to hold a special hearing on this that will happen sometime between now and July 25th.
Charles Maldonado is government accountability reporter with The Lens. Charles, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you.